House Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:56 PM. It's Wednesday, February 12, 2020. Oh, I was too fast. My aide isn't here. We'll keep going. Before we begin, I would like to thank Jordan May, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Madison Truitt from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Ledoux, Representative Stutes, Representative Shaw, and myself, Representative Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is confirmation hearings. The Speaker has referred the following governor's appointments to the Judiciary Committee, Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, and the Commission on Judicial Conduct. Members have received resumes for each appointment. The appointees are either present or online and will testify. I believe they're actually all online or on the phone. We will now open public testimony. And to the appointees who are on the phone, please make sure you're not on a speakerphone, as the sound quality is not as clear and it is often difficult to hear what you are saying. And we're going to start with the appointment to the Alaska Bar Association, which is William Granger. Mr. Granger, are you on the line and can you hear us?
I am. Good afternoon, Mr. Klayman.
Thank you, Mr. Granger. Go ahead and state your name for the record and proceed with any testimony you may have.
My name is William Granger, and I am a candidate for appointment to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association. I have previously been appointed to the board. I think I've been on the board approximately 14 years, although not all of it is contiguous time, but nonetheless, I think it's about 14 years. Most of that time I've served as the treasurer of the organization, and have enjoyed the work, learned a lot along the way, and would like to be considered for reappointment.
And I recognize that Representative Drummond has also joined us. Does anyone have questions for Mr. Granger? Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Aside from your experience on this board, what qualifies you to be on this board?
Well, I think a board such as this, and in fact most boards, should have a reasonable amount of diversity in talent and other measures on their board. Not only am I a public member, but I've been in the financial business for all of my life. I'm kind of a numbers, dollars, cents kind of guy. Have interacted extensively with the legal community in my professional career, so I'm reasonably familiar with how lawyers operate, at least in the civil proceedings part of things. I'm not too up on the criminal part of it, but on the civil part of it and the commercial transactions part of it and things, I am reasonably experienced at that. I think I lend a great deal of continuity and institutional knowledge to the board. The board turns over rather regularly. If I'm not mistaken, I'm probably the longest tenured board member they have or have ever had, certainly currently have, and perhaps ever. And that institutional knowledge, I think, is pretty valuable in helping new members get up to speed as fast as possible. You know, they turn over, I think, every 3 years for the most part, and it takes really a full year for them to get a grasp as to what's going on. The second year to start kind of contributing in a meaningful way, and the third year to be up to speed and running, and usually after that they're gone. So I think the institutional knowledge is a very valuable attribute. As a public member, I'm always interested in, you know, what is good for the public. Is the bar acting in the public's best interest? Are we contributing to the public in education and in services and opportunities? I think that's an important attribute of what I do. Hope that answers your question.
I think Representative Stutz has one follow-up.
I do have one follow-up. Can you tell me what the function is for the Board of Governors for the Alaska Bar?
Certainly. We have a mission statement, which we proudly display in our meeting room every meeting. And it's not uncommon for me to remind the board that, hey, our mission statement is here. You should read it, you know, if particularly we start to get off topic a little bit. But we administer the testing and the entrance to the bar, make recommendations to the Supreme Court. Most of the things that we do are subject to the Supreme Court's approval. So admissions, testing. We're also responsible for discipline matters in lawyers that may have violated rules of ethics or rules of the court, have stumbled upon some personal matter that impairs them from being an attorney, various different levels of discipline that come into play there. We also administer funds for the Lawyers Fund for Client Protection. You know, should a lawyer pass away while he has clients, we will arrange to find another lawyer to take those cases and help that transition occur and keep track of the deceased lawyer's files while all of that's going on. We do a certain amount of public education and advocacy. Put on a free legal, not a seminar, but a process where people can come into like an auditorium and meet with a whole group of lawyers individually and get free legal advice. They come to us in, from buses and...
Representative Stutz says she finally, she understands.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. I recognize the Representative Kopp has joined us as well. Does anyone else have questions for Mr. Granger? Mr. Granger, I don't see any other questions. I will just, on a personal note, Mr. Granger, I served on the Board of Governors for 6 years in the mid, I guess, the 2000-aughts, I think is the way they reference it, and he was a very active presence, and he is an example of the three members on the Board of Governors. I think the total number on the Board of Governors is 12 or 13. And when we often talk about the power of the minority, or the power of a small voice, there's three public members on the board, of which Mr. Granger is one. And I think there are two significant areas during my service on the board in which Mr. Granger was a tireless voice of improving service to the public and improving the public connection or perception of the bar's performance, and I remember there was a whole discussion about whether the Bar Association should have a director of pro bono services, and the people on the board that really carried the day and convinced the lawyers on the board that this was a really good idea was all the public members, and there the board anyway their time over a period of meetings convinced the lawyers on the board to support having a pro bono services director within the Bar Association and for the dues to pay for that. And he was also a very strong voice in terms of increasing the required continuing legal education, and that was a requirement that he was a tireless advocate for, and that perspective eventually prevailed with the Supreme Court in the mandatory legal education rule that we now have. So those are some of the, on a personal note, just how effective he's been on the board, how much he has institutional knowledge, and how good it is to see not only that he's been willing to continue the service, but the governor has appointed him again, so I applaud both Mr. Granger and the governor for this appointment. Bill, I just have one question. Have you retired from the bank?
I have, sir.
And what are you doing with your time?
I've been a little over a year, but boy, am I busy.
All right.
You know, Thank you.
All right, I don't
thank
see...
Thank you for the kind words.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your continued service. I don't see any other questions, so we'll next turn to Ms. Moore as we, and Representative Drummond, we don't have the applications, we just have the CVs. And Ms. Moore, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, Chair Klayman.
And if you want to identify your name, state your name for the record, and you can proceed with your testimony. I'm sorry you're not with us, but it sounds like you're getting the flu bug that's weighed you down.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Klayman, and members of the committee. My name is Jane Moores, and I live here in Juneau, and I have been a member of the Alaska Bar for nearly 30 years. It's been my pleasure to serve on the Alaska Judicial Conduct Commission this last year, and I would be honored to be reappointed to continue my service for a full four-year term. I believe you have my full resume, so I did not really have a real prepared statement. I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions you have. And I'm sorry I'm not there in person. I had intended to come in person.
We appreciate the fact she didn't.
Representative Stute says thank you for staying home.
Yeah.
Any questions for Ms. Moores? All right. Oh, Representative Drummond.
Actually not a question, but thank you, Jane, for putting yourself out to serve on this. For those members of the committee who don't know this, Jane is the sister of Senator Shelley Hughes of Palm. And I met Jane in my first year as a legislator in 2013, and it pleases me to no end to be able to move her name forward to this. And I hope you get better soon. We would like to see you in here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I don't see any other questions. And I also have known Ms. Moores for almost the entire time I've been here in the legislature, and always appreciate her participation and her continued contribution in the community, and I'm pleased to see her getting reappointed to the Commission on Judicial Conduct. That brings us to our last person, is Mr. Sheldon. Mr. Sheldon, you're online.
Good afternoon, Chair Klayman and committee members.
Please go ahead and state your name for the record, and you can proceed with any testimony.
Thank you. I am Robert Sheldon, a third-generation Alaskan who is following my family's example of public service in Alaska for the last 88 years. I'm presently employed by companies or serve on boards for high-latitude capital formation and business endeavors in Alaska, Canada, Iceland, Greenland, and mainland Scandinavia. Since 2004, I've served on several boards, commissions, and councils for each of the past five governors of Alaska. This would be my fourth term at the Alaska Commission on Judicial Conduct. As you know, the commission investigates judicial misconduct and ethical impropriety. Fortunately, most of these complaints are either unsubstantiated or non-jurisdictional to us in nature. My education, work, and interest in finance and economics extend to interconnections with the judiciary. We all know that rule of law is critical to the orderly functioning of an economy, but is also priced in as a component of Alaska's cost of capital. Alaska is priced as if it's an emerging market rather than a developing economy. It's my hope that through continuing ensuring of confidence in the judiciary that Alaska's cost of capital will come down over time. Serving on the Alaska Commission on Judicial Conduct has been an extremely satisfying experience, but one where it has become obvious that it is highly important that the commission have orderly continuity of service as well as institutional knowledge retention amongst the commission members. As you're likely aware, judge and attorney representatives are, for a variety of reasons, frequently unable to serve for more than one four-year period. Public members help bridge long-term continuity and knowledge. I hope to continue to be part of that, and I appreciate your consideration today.
Questions for Mr. Sheldon. Mr. Representative Shaw, you look like you're ready.
I am, thank you. And it's not so much a question as just a comment to Robert Sheldon. I'd like to highlight that I got back up on the roof this last season, and I see that the Mountain House has expanded accordingly. It's quite a beautiful structure, and I hadn't been up there since the days that I was climbing with Harry Johnson and Janae, and I just wanted to say hello.
Well, thank you very much. It's fulfillment of a 50-year family vision.
Any other questions for Mr. Sheldon?
I don't, Mr. Chair, not a question, but this is Chuck Kopp for the record. I'm just really happy that Robert wants to continue in this service, and just reviewing his resume, we're fortunate to have someone who is so involved on so many levels that bring that experience to the Board of Judicial Conduct. It's not often that we have individuals that run on about 12 tracks simultaneously, but he's got the energy to do it.
Well, and I'll just, I don't see any other questions or comments, and I don't have a question, but I'll just thank Mr. Sheldon for being willing to be reappointed. I think in the same way with Mr. Granger, I think there's real benefit on both of these boards to have the experience that comes with prior service and the willingness of people in the community to continue to serve. So with that, I will now move on to public testimony. If there is any, I don't see anyone in, well, I'll ask, is there anyone in the room who would like to testify as to these nominations? Is there anyone on the phone that would like to testify? I don't see anyone on the screen, and Madison in the back is shaking her head. So hearing and seeing no one, we will close public testimony. Are there any further questions for any of the three nominees? Hearing and seeing none, I will then bring it back to the members of the committee. Is there anyone on the committee that would like to make comments that you haven't made already? Hearing and seeing no one, Representative Stutes, could I have a
motion? I'd be happy to do so, Mr. Chair. The Judiciary Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointees and recommends that the following names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. William Granger to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, Jane Moores to the Commission on Judicial Conduct, and Robert Shelton to the Commission on Judicial Conduct. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against these individuals during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
Thank you. The names will be forwarded to the joint session. After we adjourn, please stay behind to sign the confirmation committee reports. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting was scheduled for Friday, February 14 at 1:45 p.m. I would like to tell you that we're going to have a technical session in the Judiciary Committee, but in fact, we are canceling Friday's meeting, and our next meeting will be Monday, February 17 at 1 p.m. And with that, we will stand adjourned. It is now 2:14 p.m. And please stay behind to sign the paperwork.